The World Bank says there could be more than 140 million climate migrants by 2050, but this threat has already become a reality in certain parts of the world. Reporter Rebecca Rossman recently traveled to the Senegalese city of St. Louis, located on the West African coastline, where climate change has already displaced hundreds.
Mbarak Fall lives for the smell of a fresh catch. Literally.
Ça me fait plaisir.
Fall lives in Gendar, the main fishing quarter of Saint-Louis. Just about everyone in this overcrowded, energized neighborhood has something to do with fish. If you're not catching it, you're either selling it or cooking it. On this corner, a woman's frying up plump sardines, a typical afternoon snack. Fishing is all we know in Gendar, Fall says. About a year ago, waves started crashing into Fall's house near the shore. Then the roof came off. So they relocated to the city's mainland. Fall still makes the trek every morning to the shore. But he says the long commute has made things difficult, costing time and money. When it was colonized by the French in the 17th century, Saint-Louis' wet surroundings were seen as an economic blessing, giving life to a vibrant fishing industry. But now that blessing has become a double-edged sword. Gendar sits along the Longue de Barbarie, a thin 18-mile-long peninsula slowly falling into the Atlantic. As global temperatures rise, so do sea levels. The result, bigger, badder waves that move closer to the shore, eating up land.
Le quartier est menacé de disparition.
Latir Fall, no relation to Mbarak, is Saint-Louis' deputy mayor for economic issues. He's brought me right up to the shore.
Our parents tell us that when they would come to the beach, the waves were about 2 or 3 kilometers in front of us. Now, the waves are coming into our homes.
When the tide comes in this evening, Fall says the water will be at our feet. To our left, there's what remains of a primary school. All the windows are blown out, the roof is gone, and there's puddles of water on the cement floor. To our right, a row of crumbling houses. Scenes like this are becoming the norm in Gendar. As we walk back towards the town center, we meet Umakantum Sekmerier, a fish vendor. She's sitting on a stoop corner looking tired and hot. It's the end of the day and all she wants to do is sell the last kilo of fish in her bucket. When I ask how she feels about what's happening to her neighborhood, a whole new wave of fatigue washes over her face.
You know, we have all kinds of problems in this region, malaria, diarrhea, but people in Gitnadar, our biggest fear is water. We're constantly worried our people will die.
During a visit to Saint-Louis last year, French President Emmanuel Macron pledged 15 million euros to fight the city's coastal erosion, topping up a 24 million euro package from the World Bank.
L'activité économique détruite.
Economic activity is being destroyed, and the city is slowly falling behind because of what some people try to deny, the effects of climate change.
For now, most of that money is being used to relocate around 10,000 people that live close to the shore. But many say they'd rather sink than walk away from the shoreline they've called home for decades. On top of that, Latir Fall says there's just not enough housing to move all of Gendar's 30,000 residents.
This is the oldest quarter of St. Louis. Fishing makes up 90% of the economy here. So if the state really wants to help people here, then we need to find a different solution.
Solutions like building seawalls or planting mangroves that absorb water are some alternatives being tested. But experts are struggling to find answers that can keep up with the pace of the destruction. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Saint-Louis, Senegal.